This is the Composer's Daybook for January 11th. I'm John Burge. The German composer Johannes Brahms would probably have nodded in approval if he could have heard Orson Welles intone, "We will sell no wine before its time," in those old TV ads for Paul Masson. Brahms was a notorious perfectionist, an obsessive polisher, and a cautious taste tester of any of his own musical fermentations. So, if you note that Brahms appeared at the piano on today's date in 1895, accompanying clarinetist Richard Mühlfield at a high-profile Viennese performance of his Clarinet Sonata No. 1, you can safely assume there had been a number of trial performances beforehand. Brahms composed this sonata in the summer of 1894 during his annual holiday in the Austrian countryside. The very first performance followed in the fall of 1894 for the Duke of Meiningen and his sister, with an additional test run in Frankfurt for Clara Schumann. After Clara gave the new work a thumbs up, Brahms apparently felt it was fit for public consumption, first on January 7, 1895, for members of Vienna's Tonkünstler Society, and 4 days later for an even more Tony audience attending the Rosé String Quartet's chamber music series. After all, as Brahms and Mühlfeld might have put it, "We play no sonata before its time." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.